So, Lewis, you've just come back from the Encounter Worldwide program. Tell me a little bit about what the program involves.
So, it's a Methodist Church program where anyone really in the Methodist Church can sign up to do a short-term mission, normally between 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, but it's very flexible. There are also grants available for young people. So as a young person, I was really thrilled about that and thought I would sign up and have a go.
So you went to South India, didn't you? Did you choose to go there or did they choose you? How does that get worked out?
The team find out what your interests are, a bit about you, what skills and gifts you have and how they might be used. And then I think what happens is they put a general posting out to the mission partners they have saying, I have this young person available who has these gifts and these skills. Do you think you could use them in your ministry? And then hopefully people reply and come back and say, yes, we'd love to have this person. They sound great. And thankfully, someone came back for me and said, yes, we'd love to have him. He sounds great.
So what sort of things did you write down that were of interest to the mission partners out in India?
I had just finished my degree. I went to Bible College and I did my degree in applied theology and performing arts. So I did a dual honours. And I was really interested in arts ministry and how we might use that overseas. So that was sort of my brief. I was the artsy theologian.
Now, that does sound a really cool degree to be doing, actually, that mixture of arts and theology.
Well, I come from a drama background, so I love to perform, and I always had this passion to perform growing up. But I also had this passion for God and the church. And, yeah, I just wanted to see how the two would blend, and thankfully there was this course that I could do that blended the two perfectly.
I'm fascinated to hear how a course in theology and drama can be interpreted when you get to South India. So what happened when you arrived? How were you able to use your course?
I used it in a few ways. So initially I was invited to attend some youth camps, and at one of them I had the opportunity to lead a session on drama. So it was based around how I could encourage the young people to maybe include sketches and skits within their services at church. I then also got the opportunity to be involved in an art camp, but that was actually for painters and sculptors. Truthfully, that's not my discipline and it's not something I have too much skill in. But I was really happy to give it a go and also to just meet another community of creatives in India.
And how is the Christian church doing in India? Because obviously it's not actually a Christian country, is it?
I would say that despite the fact it's not a Christian country, the church is actually thriving. And it was really great to meet a community of Christians that were so passionate and so ready to share the gospel message with those around them, despite the fact that often they were persecuted.
And how did you find the difference in culture between life out in India and life back home here in the UK for yourself?
I felt I was somewhat prepared, as I'd already done a small mission trip to India in the previous year. So I had a rough idea what to expect, but still there was that sense of hesitation. But my plan was to just dive straight in and immerse myself in the culture. I know on my first trip to India, I was with a group, and we made a pact that when we had Indian food, we would always eat Indian with our right hand. So I took the same sort of energy with me this time, and in that I would always embrace the culture I was in and do as the Indians did.
How did you find the Indians? Were they welcoming to you?
Yes, everyone was very welcoming. I was particularly struck by the sense of brotherhood amongst the young men that I met. I think often in England, we're of a culture where men don't really talk to each other, especially about deep things. And it was nice to see something different and be part of a culture where it was okay to chat to other guys about your feelings.
I imagine one of the big differences between being over in India and being here in the UK is the food.
Yeah, I actually, I really like spicy food. So yeah, I really embraced that for all it was. But I remember on my first day, we went to the beach, and it's very different to an English beach. There was lots of food vendors, lots of different people about. And I was told that I had to try the pani puri. To try and describe it, pani puri is like a bite-sized pocket, kind of like a crisp. You have some stock that you pour in it, and then you have to eat it as fast as you can. And that was really spicy and, sort of blew my brains out. But it was nice to have the experience. And then I went to a different city a few weeks later and I got to try theirs. But they had sweet pani puri, and I have to say I enjoyed theirs much better than I enjoyed the ones in Chennai. But yeah, overall, I loved the food. It was great to experience different cuisine in that way.
I think we forget sometimes how big India is, and that there's massive differences regionally in a country of that size. One of the things that you came across was the caste system, which we maybe think is no longer relevant to daily life in India, but you found there were some examples there that it is still an issue for people in India.
Yes, I think obviously for the majority of my trip I was based in the city, and there the caste system doesn't seem to be prevalent in the culture. But still, the Church of South India is trying to drive home this sense that casteism within the church is not a thing we should do as Christians. So I still get the sense that in the rural communities, this is quite a big issue. So it's great to see that the Church of South India is still engaging in that and still fighting for justice to be had in the church.
So now you're back in the UK. What do you think has changed? How has your 2 months you spent in India changed you?
I went to India with a sense of not knowing where God wanted me, not really feeling settled in the direction maybe that I was going, or maybe feeling torn between two what I thought were opposing directions. So I think my trip to India really gave me that clarification, that peace, that actually I was on the right path and that God is there guiding me and I just have to listen to him.
What advice would you give to anybody who's considering becoming part of the same scheme that you were?
Go for it. Just dive in, because you never know where it may lead. God may have big plans for you. So do it.